Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's get to Take-A-Mania. Seth is on a kick where he's been sending me a few Family Guy clips that are hilarious. I feel like you need to make this a daily thing for me. I want to go on this daily comedy ride with you.
30 seconds of warped thinking to get you into the right frame of mind.
That's a good method, man. I like that a lot. All right, let's get to Take-A-Mania here. We do it every Friday at top of the 9 o'clock hour. We have a champion. We've been doing this since February. A champion who had the worst take, in this case, a week ago. We've had some champions hold on to the belt for many, many weeks. Kendrick Perkins dethroned. I forget who the champion was that he dethroned last week, but he won.
It was Perloff, I believe.
It was Perloff. That's right, Perloff.
We did.
The second longest reigning champion behind Cataldi. Yeah.
The reason we chose Perkins to dethrone him was because Perkins' take was that if who was it? Which if somebody left,
Devin Booker. We've got
Devin
it right
Booker
here, yeah.
Left. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right. We'll play it.
Yeah, we'll play.
Basically, it was because it was an indication of how far we've strayed from like what we should care about
competition.
In sports. Yeah, that somehow the individual's desire for glory trumps any kind of loyalty to the team whatsoever.
Here was Kendrick Perkins last week talking about Devin Booker and the decision Booker needs to make fairly soon about whether he wants to remain a Sun, a Phoenix Sun, or get traded to a contender.
Not only trading KD, but trading Devin Booker. And this is going to tell me a lot about Devin Booker. Here's why. He has been activated. You know why? Because he's 28 going on 29. So that means Udeke, Shanae, Malik, he's what? He's just starting his prime. His prime has been activated. This team is not going nowhere. This team ain't going nowhere. Nowhere. They're not even going to be a top 6 seed in the West. I don't care who they trade for. Right now, and I'm just going off of right now. The Mavs, Lakers, Nuggets.
OKC,
Minnesota, that's 5.
Houston,
that's 6. And we can really keep going. So, Devin Booker, I don't want to ever get to the point where I look at him and call him a loser. But if he come in a mind, if he comes to a place where he's okay with being there and not leveling up to go to an organization where you actually could compete for a championship and you ready to just stay there basically for another rebuild, I got a problem with that.
Is this one of those takes that ages even worse and worse the more you hear it?
Well, especially if Phoenix does, you know, turn it around somehow or whatever.
Oh, down the road, yeah.
It does. No, it 100% does. Because for one, plus 28 is about the peak age for NBA players. Yeah. I know there's a lot of exceptions to that, but on average, like 28 is the peak. You can still be really, really, really good after that, but it's not like he's just entering his peak. But right. So that's neither here nor there. Yeah, like him. It'd be one thing to say, like, hey, man, Devin Booker needs to do what he needs to do and he should go elsewhere, whatever. But he's flat out implying that he's a loser if he decides to stay with the team he's on.
He used that exact word. You're not putting words in his mouth. He said the word loser, yes.
Like, the disconnect between how he feels and, like, 99% of NBA fans when you ask, hey, would you like one of your star players to stick around for a rebuild? Hell yes, that's exactly the kind of guy you want.
Exactly.
You know, Freddie Freeman with the Braves was the prime example. He stuck around and ultimately ended up winning a World Series.
Yep.
It's like, are we completely... It's one thing if you think guys should just go ahead and go for it, but you're going to call a guy a loser because he wants to stick around
for
the long haul?
That drafted him.
This is a guy in Kendrick Perkins who a week earlier was saying that only guys who were married with children who had some kind of stability in their lives could be seen as the face of the league.
Yep.
But also, you got to get out of there ASAP. You see a better look at... I mean, that's like saying, yeah, you should be married with kids, but if you see a better option, dump that trash.
Yeah. You should be married in your home life, but divorce everything in your professional life. That's
a great point. Takes so much.
I love the juxtaposition of that Perkins take with what you did with the one about the married with kids. That's outstanding.
Yeah, stability coupled with run as soon as it's difficult.
Yeah,
run.
Yeah. All right. So let's see here. We've got the challengers. I'm going to start with Stephen A. Smith. This is one we played yesterday. This is Stephen A. Smith campaigning for Mark Jackson, former New York Knick, longtime broadcaster, most importantly, former head coach of the Golden State Warriors just before Steve Kerr took over and started winning titles almost every year. Here's Stephen A. Smith saying the Knicks must call Mark Jackson.
Why don't you place a call to Mark Jackson? Why don't you place a call to a guy that coached in Golden State that set the table for Steve Kerr to capitalize off of and look like the second coming of Phil Jackson and Greg Popovich and these guys? Why don't you call a Mark Jackson, okay, who starred Bishop Lachlan, who starred at St. John's, who was a rookie of the year for the New York Knicks, who proved he could coach on a big-time level in the NBA. How about calling him? Because I can assure you the city of New York will stand up and support and applaud that brother coming home and resurrecting his career as a coach for the New York Knicks. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
This is you know what this is? This is an amped up version of the drumbeat to hire Kenny Smith for the Rockets, I think.
Back in the day.
You know, to the appeal to the previous glory
and
all of that.
Fans will love it.
I think he went a little too far in crediting Mark Jackson for winning all those championships.
Yeah, no, Steve Kerr was riding his coattails, basically. Yeah, that's my issue. You're the judge.
That's my issue
with the take is like, come on, man. Like, Mark Jackson did some good things in Golden State, but to act like Steve Kerr was, you know, drafting off of him or something like that.
This is what I've done with Stephen A. Smith, I've realized, during Take a Mania. I almost judge him based on the kernel of the idea, because if the kernel of the idea makes some sense, he then just stacks like, you know, 9 levels of hyperbole on top of it. But I look at the kernel of it and I think, well, you know what? It makes as much sense as anything else they've done in this search. I have a lot of objections to thinking that but all he's saying is at least give him a call.
Yeah.
Like, and talk to him. He's only had one coaching stint.
Yeah.
And it was
12 years
stint,
ago or whatever.
But he showed no interest in coaching other than that. So, like, I disagree with the take. And yet, no, it does not displace the notion that abandoning anything that's difficult is the only thing to do or you're a loser.
All right. Yes. So here we go.
Can he do it? Cover!
Kendrick Perkins kicks out. Stephen A. Smith, you are not the champion. All right, next one up, Magic Johnson. He was actually on First Take sitting across the table from Stephen A. Smith and had this plea to Luka Doncic.
Luka, it's great what you did in Dallas, but the difference is in Los Angeles, we expect championships and we expect our superstars to lead us to a championship. LeBron has already did that. Now we want Luka to do the same thing.
Okay. I'll tell you my issue with this take, Seth, before you put it through the Seth Payne filter. The notion that the Lakers we expect to win championships, or however he put it, I think you're not the only team that has a mentality of going into a season. This notion with some of these blue blood teams, that they're the only one, that their level of want to is just so superior to everybody else's.
There are
trash teams that I don't think are in it as much as some other teams. But this notion that we are different than the other really good teams around the league is just so silly to me. Magic.
Yeah, and that somehow that their attitude is that, you know, like, we're only in it for the championships, and of course that this is why it's annoying.
Yeah.
With Magic Johnson, it's difficult because the bar is so low for my expectations. Yeah. I don't know, he'd have to go really low with some of his takes. The LA Lakers part of it really is genuinely annoying when you get their what they've done in the last decade. Sorry, credit for your bubbles championship and
right,
what have you.
Right. Oh, we'll get to that. That's coming up next year, the bubble championship. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't dethrone Kendrick.
No, it definitely does not. I'm with you on that one.
Can he do it? Cover!
Oh, Magic Johnson kick. Kendrick Perkins kicks out of Magic Johnson's finisher. All right, speaking of the bubble, this was LeBron James.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On Steve Nash's podcast, this annoyed me. LeBron James talking about how the bubble in 2020, the COVID bubble that they played in down in Orlando, where nobody was allowed in, it was just the players, and it was... at the height of COVID, they had hotels at Disney that they were staying in. Nobody was allowed in. Security super tight. LeBron James saying that was the purest form of basketball.
I agree with a lot of people say when it's the purest form of hoops. Like, it was strictly basketball. Mm-hmm. Of all my championships I've won, that level of focus, like, if how long can you maintain your focus in order to get the job done? Because you have all the reasons, if you want to get out of focus, because you're so accustomed to a certain lifestyle that you like, the hell with this. Like, I don't want to do this. Like, why am I here? Like, I don't want to be a part of this. Like, this is not what, you know, I can't get a certain meal. I can't do this. I can't see my family. I can't lock in on, like, and you can very easily get out of why you're there.
Here's my issue.
I know what your issue is. Because the Colonel is good in this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's evidence to show that, the player movement stats and everything, it was fast, it was aggressive, guys were putting out. I know what your issue is.
My issue with this is if they didn't win the championship, he would have been complaining about the COVID bubble.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going with it.
That's my issue with this.
He would have been complaining about it.
LeBron, if somehow they had lost in the COVID bubble, it would not have been the purest form of hoops.
Okay, I wonder about that, because I agree with the Colonel of this, because it did. It showed up. I mean, it was.
I think it's a terrible take, actually.
Guys were
I'm just
running
annoyed
faster
by it.
And playing harder and all of that. I don't like this notion that somehow, when put in a situation where all you can do is focus on your family and basketball, that somehow it's going to be easy to get distracted. Like, no, you've physically eliminated distraction.
Right. That part made no sense. Yeah.
And they're like, and doing so, he's making NBA players sound like the softest people on earth. Like, I can't get the meal that I want. I'm torn on this one. You and I dislike it for different reasons. Yeah. It bothers me that when he was put into a literal bubble, but a bubble where all of those other potential distractions that people would care about are outside, and you've got nothing to focus on but your family and basketball, and somehow that was the challenge. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, he said that. You can really get defocused. It was really he was saying we could get defocused by complaining about everything.
Right, and you're right. Is that because what he's doing is classic LeBron thing. He's making it look like we were the ones that overcame all those challenges.
Yes.
We were the ones that were able to overcome. Okay, this one dethrones Kendrick.
Really?
By virtue of being quintessential LeBron.
Okay,
yes.
We need the pin. Yeah. Take that, Perk.
That was a surprise one, man.
That is a
I didn't
surprise
think it was going to happen.
Champion. Yeah.
He flipped Kendrick Perkins over on his back right as the referee. LeBron was on his back.
Yeah.
And then he just flipped it.
It's appropriate. I got my Jey Uso shirt on today. Jey Uso, surprise champion for a lot of people. We're going to sit here and yeet for a little while. Yes.
Yeah. LeBron was the guy who was able to overcome the challenge of not getting a really good steak from the steakhouse he prefers.
Yeah, I hated that part too.
He was able to focus in on not being able to go out to the club or whatever it might be.
LeBron is the new champion, but he's got to get through Mad Dog Russo saying, do you have one more thing?
No, because opposite of Stephen A. Smith, he took a kernel that I kind of agreed with and completely destroyed the kernel. It was the unpopped kernel at the bottom of the popcorn machine.
Mad Dog saying, SGA, not a superstar.
Like, what tier are we talking?
Well, let's go superstar. It's easy.
Okay.
Giannis is a superstar.
Yes.
Yep.
Luka,
we can do this in real time.
Jokic is a superstar.
Yes.
Luka is a superstar. That's three.
SGA?
No, absolutely not. Not a superstar. Not yet.
What?
Well, he's got to win a championship first.
Luka hasn't.
What? Luka hasn't won a championship. You just carried him a superstar.
Luka carried that championship. Luka's a superstar.
What's SGA doing?
A superstar?
What? He's averaging 30 almost on 50, 40, 90. He was in MVP voting twice.
Anybody buying tickets to see Luka play? Play in Atlanta?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I don't even know. He wins. 100% he wins.
LeBron is the shortest reigning champion of all time. It's like Mad Dog had the money in the bank briefcase and came and cashed it in.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. It's incredible.
Well, you were shut down so immediately.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. I didn't see this one, but to hear it, you can see the brains wheeling. The reason he's not a superstar, hasn't won a championship.
And Luka.
Luka hasn't won a championship.
Oops. That was Jey Williams who came with the actual
good job,
facts
Jey Williams.
For Mad
oh my
Dog
God.
There. It's great. It's people texting in, Jey Uso goes down. Ex-champion LeBron was Jey Uso, man.
What are your favorite primary colors? Red, because yellow's not a primary color. Actually, yellow is a primary color.
Yeah, right.
Well, but it doesn't. What's it actually do for you?
It doesn't buy tickets to Atlanta. All right.
Very few teams. No championship team has ever had a yellow as their favorite jersey color.
Dude,
the Steelers won a bunch of championships. Ah!
I love how he pivoted to all of a sudden it went from like accomplishment to ticket sales. Is anybody buying tickets to see SGA in Atlanta?
That was such
good try, Mad Dog.
Shut down.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was
awesome. All right, Mad Dog. I don't know that Mad Dog's been in several Take a Manias. I think this is his first reign on top.
I have a hard time with Mad Dog because I feel a lot of it's contrived. I think that he's trying to play the role of grumpy old man there, but you got to like put up some kind of a fight, you feeble old bastard.
Yeah. All right, we didn't get to the bonus feature. We'll get to that in the next segment. We have a Take a Mania bonus. I actually feel sorry for a coach that we should not feel sorry for at all. We'll hear from Nick Caserio as well. Nick Caserio was on with us yesterday on Thursday. You can go back and get that on the podcast, on the Payne and Pendergast podcast on the Odyssey app. C.J. Stroud having more control of the offense. How big is that going to be? What's that transition for C.J. going to look like? We'll get to that coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.